Praise the Lord. Well, this is it. This is our first official ministry here on WEMM 107.9 FM, and we are so thankful that we are here and we're doing the Lord's work. And I'd like to introduce you to someone very special in my life. And I'd like to introduce you to my beautiful darling wife. And she is so special to me. She's a Christian and she knows and loves the Lord. And I'm going to see if I can put the video over to her so you can see her. And ladies and gentlemen, my beautiful wife, Donnell Porter. And she's my wonderful sweetheart.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Why don't you show your beautiful smile? Oh.
Thank you.
Anytime, love. Anytime. I know this is different from the radio, but we're also doing this for video as well. You know, this is our first one, so we're excited. And I'm going to talk to you about relationship with the Father. And I'm so excited to get this message. But before that, I am going to lead in a prayer for the sermon. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you for what you have done already. And we pray for those that is going to be listening to this message and those that we will be reaching for you. We pray that this message will touch and also that they will be able to be healed. Father, I decrease so that you can increase. I ask that you speak through me. Use me any way that you want. I am your humble servant. And this that I pray, amen. 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 Well, for those of you who are listening on WEMM 107.9 FM, and those that are listening on to the podcast, we could be seen on YouTube as well. And also the website is encouragerministries.strikeland.com. That's encouragerministries.strikeland.com. And it's also on the station website. Thank God it's linked up to there. So, but anyway, you can find out all about the ministry. We don't have a physical church building, but we are the church. We are the church. So let's get with the message and let's see what God has in store for us. Well, I want to turn to your attention today to Job 1:8. And my beautiful darling wife will read Job 1:8 as we talked about relationship with the Father. And I will give her time so that she could go in there.
Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?"
Amen. Amen. Thank you, my sweetheart. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
That was an awesome mean of God's word. Relationships. We all have relationships in our lives. We all have family relationships from the day that we are born. We have school relationships from grade school, middle school, high school, and college. And some people start at kindergarten. We also have relationships on the job and those that work for a living and even those that are in the business for themselves. And there's also marriage relationships, but that's also going into family as well. But there is one relationship that is better than any other relationship there is. And that, my friends, is a relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, Job had an awesome relationship with Jesus Christ. And as you was heard in the scripture, he was blameless before God. He loved God no matter what. And even as he was going through all the problems, when he lost a family member, and he lost more family members throughout the way, he was afflicted with sickness, and his own wife, his very own wife, told him to curse God and die. Could you imagine that? Your own family member tells you, now what are you going to do this for? And you still believe in God? And they tell you to curse God, and die. But you know what? If you have enough faith and you know God and you talk to God and you pray to God, then you know without a shadow of a doubt that God will bring you out of any battle, out of any storm. God will bring you through. And that's what happened with Job. He still praised God after every situation. And it even came to the point where he lost it all, where he lost everything. But because of Job's faithfulness, he got double for his trouble. Isn't that right, my love?
Yes.
He got double for his trouble. I got to tell you something. I was going to work secular writing. And I have my wife, me and my wife, we wrote a story. And then nothing was falling through. I kept sending stories left and right to different places, and all I was getting was rejection. But I still know God, and I tried ministry before, and I thought I failed. But the Lord wanted me here in the vineyard, and my wife keep telling me that he needs you in this fold. You have a relationship with the Father that is special. And then he wants you to tell people about it. He wanted to tell people about the good news about the ministry of Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection, his saving grace. He died for you and me, and he wanted me to tell everybody that. And he also wanted my wife to tell everybody about it. We got to save the lost. Because if you don't have a relationship with Christ, then you know what will happen? You will go to the place that you will not want to go. And honey, I know that you remember this vision that I had of hell.
Oh, yes.
And all that will happen when somebody don't have a relationship with the Father. If you're not saved, you will end up there. And if you're a Christian and you drink, you will end up there. Unless you repent and quit drinking. He said, I will not allow drunkards into heaven. I will not allow liars into heaven. I will not allow adulterers into heaven. Unless they repent and obey my word and have a relationship with me, not in the church, not in the building, not in the religion, but with me. So many people are missing out on the wonderful things that God is telling them in their ear. But then there's some people, it's like my pastor or my priest or rabbi can hear the word of God, and I'd rather go to them and they can interpret the word of God for me. That is not fair when God wants saying something to you and you have a very important decision to make, and then you want to blame to go to the pastor. You can hear from the Lord yourself. Yes, you can. You have the Holy Spirit in you, those that are Christian. You see, when Jesus went to the water and got baptized by John the Baptist, and a dove came over his shoulder and said, the voice of God said, "This is my son in whom I am well pleased." So I'm asking you, do you have a relationship with the Father? And I'm going to check my time and see how I'm going. How am I doing with time?
I think you're doing good.
Thank you. Yeah. Now, when you have a relationship with the Father, just like if you're having a relationship with somebody, sometimes you might be having where there's a fight and the enemy is attacking, but you could combat this. You could repair the relationship by, number one, pleading the blood, and the enemy will flee. He do not like the blood. Number two, you could go to that person and say, "Will you forgive me? Will you forgive me of my sin? And I repent, and I will not do it again." And then make an effort to not do the thing that caused the argument in the first place. Well, that's the same thing when you have a relationship with God. When you sin and you ask God to forgive you, He is just enough to forgive you. He loves you. He loves you very much that He died. He died for my wife, He died for me, and He died for you. You know, I want you to correct me if I'm wrong, my dear, and don't be afraid to do so. But there is no greater love than a man that lays down his life for a friend.
Yes, it says that there's no greater love than a man who lays down his life for another.
That's right. And that is what Jesus did. He did that for us. You see, He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He wanted to stay longer and do more of the Father's work. He was praying, "If this cup would pass by me, if this cup would pass by me." And then He said, not my will, but thy will be done. Thy will be done, the Father's will. And this was the Father's will for me, to preach the gospel. I wasn't cut out to work in the secular world. I was born to be here as a servant of the Lord. I said, a servant. I am not God. I am not Jesus. I don't want to be. All I want to be is a faithful servant. And so, if you like this message so much that you want to hear a copy of it, please go to our website and we will tell you how to get a copy of this message. Go to encouragerministries.com. Encouragerministries.com. And I will talk to you a little bit more, because it's so exciting that God is still feeding me information, but we don't have time to get it on the radio. So go to encouragerministries.strickland.com, encouragerministries.strickland.com, or go to Encourager Ministries Facebook page. That's the Encourager Ministry Facebook page called Be Encouraged. Well, I am Pastor Porter of the Encourager Ministry Church, and my video feed just went to sleep, but that's okay. I'm going to give the sinner's prayer. If you're not saved, please do not put it off. Do it today. You don't want to witness the fire, the brimstone. You don't want to hear the screams and the yells and the demons attacking you. They will do it. You don't want to be in the same session where the liars are or the adulterers are. And there are many celebrities that will be in hell. Yes, I said there are celebrities that will be in hell. But there are people that's going to be in heaven. And that is where you'll be if you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and who that ever believes in him shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life." Please pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm a sinner. I want you to come into my life. I will do your work. I will witness to people. I will tell them about your grace that saved me. If I want a Bible study or need help reading the Bible, I will ask a person to do so. But I want to get to know you. I want to have a relationship with you. And that is the best relationship to have. So I thank you, Lord, for all that you have done. And I thank you for welcoming me into the family, or welcoming me back to the family if you're backslidden. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. And friends, remember that day on the cross where Jesus was crucified. And remember the day that he told the thief that was on the other side of him, when the thief said, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." What did he say? "Today, I will be with you in paradise." Don't you want to go to the place where the streets are made of gold and you have a mansion waiting for you that he went and prepared for? You want a crown to lay at his feet? You could get it if you said that prayer. And let us know if you've done that. You could go to our website for more information, encouragerministrieschurch.com, and also be encouraged on our own Facebook page. Leave a prayer request. We will pray for you. And also, before we leave, we have something special. We have a fundraising drive that we're doing, and it is for our ministry. And we have a partnership level called Encouragers. Now, if you pay $20 or more, you will get the same message. The same message, and we can even have it sent to you digitally, and you'll get it right away. And you could also give us any amount that will help us spread the gospel. And again, more features on the website could be coming soon on the encouragerministries.com. Well, I had a good time talking about relationship with the Father. And God is going to give me more, because he gave me so much in such a short time.
Yes.
And I'm excited. We are on WEMM 107.9 at the same time. And we're before another truth teller, Turning Point with David Jeremiah. He is an excellent preacher.
Very.
Very excellent preacher. So if you're tuning in to us on the first day on May 29th, We thank you for listening to the Encourager Ministry Church. And remember, I think I could get this one in. Remember, there's relationships that you have here on earth, but the best relationship that you can have is Jesus Christ. That's the best one.
Amen.
So I'm going to give you a little bit more next week because it is not done. I thought I was going to go into my next one, my next sermon. I already had that prepared, but I'm just learning how to get things done in a short amount of time. But we will get better and better as time goes along and we keep doing the Lord's work. So thank you. I hope this is a blessing. And please encourage us as we encourage you. So this is Deshaun Porter, pastor of the Encourager Ministry Church, and my wonderful First Lady. Would you like to say words and you want to have anything to say before we go off the air?
Just that Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Amen. We sure can. Well, just to be on the safe side, and this is our first message, we want to make sure we get everything done on time. And thank you, dear love, to let me know and give me a great signal to let me know that my time was up.
You're welcome.
You did excellent. Well, I'll be right back next week with a little bit more relationship with the Father. And then if I'm able to move to my next sermon the next week, only the Father will let me know that. So keep on praying. And remember, the only way to heaven, the true way to heaven, and that is with the Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you to only serve him and to serve Jesus Christ. And we're going to be going right now. And thank you for listening, and thank you for watching, for those watching on the video. And have a blessed day, and have a blessed evening. Bye for now. Okay, in the video part, I'm trying to get this off here.